Welcome to Platform for Peaks, teaching students to be leaders, doctors to be businessmen, and developing the platforms needed to jump into practice and be successful. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino. Welcome to Platform for Peaks.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Platform for Peaks. I am your host, Dr. Joe Clarino. Super excited to bring you episode 12. We've been rocking and rolling so far this year. I'm here at the ending graduate pretty soon. You're on the, how many weeks left before you graduate, Dr. Brad Burgess?
I think 4 weeks left.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's crazy. Weeks, yeah. This is when you start getting the sphincter factor. It's getting real, man.
Those permanent butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. We see it. It's so funny that like midway through this term, everybody freaks out. Guys, this is one that I am flipped out excited about. I think this one podcast can literally transform anyone's practice, because I think the biggest – everybody often asks, like, you know, when I watched a movie with McDonald's and the gentleman asked the man who took over McDonald's, he said, what business are you in? And he answered, I'm in the fast food business. And he said, no, you're not. You're in the real estate business. And the second the man realized that, that's when McDonald's became a conglomerate. It had nothing to do with the fast food. It had everything to do with the commercialized of the leveraging the business part of it, the property part of it. I have to argue, I don't think we're in the chiropractic business. That's what we serve. We are actually in the communication business. Because if we cannot communicate and we cannot get people to understand the value of what we do, then honestly, nothing else matters. So one of the things I just got back today with – I was with Align Life for the last over the last 5 days, training some doctors from around the country. We do an immersion for 5 days. It's incredible. It literally will shake all the rust out of your brain, because we just drill and drill and drill and drill. And by the time you're done, man, it's just you've gotten all the rust out of there. And so one of the things I hit on when I was there training was on this particular thing, which is basically going, why people buy. Why do people buy anything? I don't care if it's chiropractic, I don't care if it's a new car, I don't care if it's a phone. They're buying something, and if they're buying something, you got to understand what they're buying and why they're buying it. So, Dr. Brad, just being here in the last 2 months, I mean, the last 2 quarters, give me some insight on what you've noticed about people walking in the door of a chiropractic office. So different than clinical, what you see at the school.
Right.
Tell me the difference between like a clinical experience and our experience and what you've noticed about real patients coming indoors. The big difference in the reality to what you see. Just give me some insight on that.
A lot of times in the clinic system at school, it's kind of like you're pulling teeth to get people in there. They really don't want to be there because it takes a lot of time. But here at the office, we see actually quite a variety of different people come in. There's the people who really don't know they have problems. And then there's the people who know that there could be a problem with them, but they don't know specifically what it is, and they're seeking help down their path. And then other people know they have a problem, but they don't exactly know what they want to do with it.
All right, so let's break that down a little bit, right? So people buy because they want what? If people are buying something, they want an internal trigger. They want change.
Right.
They want something inside them. Mm-hmm. If you buy a phone, you buy an iPhone 6 to an iPhone 7, what do you want? What are you going from a 6 to a 7 with?
You want speed, better visuals.
Right. You want to do more features. You want to do more things because it makes you what? It makes your life easier. It makes you function better. It makes it feel like you're the cool kid on the block because you got an iPhone 7.
Right.
Whatever it is. But there's a reason why you bought that, right? And so everyone's need and want is different than the next person's, right? But there are some commonalities inside of what people want. And here it is, top six. Take a pen out. Write this down. This is really, really important. People will buy one for inspiration. How does that happen, Dr. Brad? Tell me where someone gets inspired to come get chiropractic.
I guess they would be inspired by someone that they meet that would share information with them that inspired them to look into chiropractic.
Or had results with chiropractic, right?
Right.
They're like, wow, man, you couldn't walk 2 weeks ago. Now you're like jogging around.
Exactly.
That's inspiration, right?
Yeah.
How about desperation? Give me an example of someone who would come in here out of desperation.
So that's someone who has tried everything under the sun. They've been to medical doctors, physical therapists, orthopedists, and they cannot get to the root cause of their issues.
Right, and so obligation, we often see that. That's when the wife makes the husband come in regardless he doesn't want to come in. He comes in here pissed off, arms crossed. He's like, why are you here? He goes, because she made me, right? And I love those patients. they're like my favorite, because when you flip them from ah to wow, watch out. They become rock star patients, right? So obligation sometimes a reason why people buy. How about education? Give me an example of why someone would become educated about the purpose of buying chiropractic.
On education, they could be researching things in the health field and come to realize how much chiropractic can help their body and nervous system and live the optimal life that they desire for themselves.
Right. And then the last one's temptation, right? Temptation is like, everybody keeps talking about this chiropractic thing. Right? I mean, this health thing. I got to know, I'm a little tempted to figure out what it is, right?
Yeah.
So those are the six layers. We'll go through them again real quick. Inspiration, desperation, obligation, education, and temptation. But guess what? Are they actually buying chiropractic? Yes or no? Come on. What do you think?
Well, I would like to say yes, but honestly, I don't think that they're buying chiropractic.
What are they buying?
They're buying you, doctor.
And they're buying what else?
The
experience.
Right.
They're buying you, your staff, and your experience. That's what they're buying.
Right.
Then, after we go through these stages of buying, then they become lifelong patients. See, everybody thinks that they want to go from zero to hero and make a patient who goes, ah, into a wow, lifelong patient. It takes steps. When you met, I met my wife when I was 16 years old. I've been with her 29 years. When I first met her, I didn't think I was going to marry her tomorrow. I had to go out with her. I had to date her. I had to impress her. I had to woo her and wow her, right? And then I dated for a long time. We started dating. And then what happens after dating? You get
engaged.
And then what do? Engagement is a process which says, I am now committed to you. That's when people accept your care plan. They're committed to you and are willing to go to the next step, which the next step is what?
Marriage.
And when someone gets married, they're making what? The ultimate commitment.
Right.
So then that's when people become lifelong patients, when they're signed 2-3 year care plans. That's when someone brings in their newborn baby and it's their first child. That's when someone calls you at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, my daughter just got her chin cut open. They want to give her a tetanus shot. What should I do? Happened last weekend. This is the level of change that happens in people when they start to marriage. And then you cultivate that marriage for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Is it always easy? Is marriage easy?
No.
No. Is running a practice easy? Is running patients easy? No. But you have to cultivate it, and you always have to put it first. People ask, what did I do to make my marriage so great? What is it? One, I married an angel. That's the first trick. Or you got to marry a really, really good girl. Two, or a good guy. Two, I always put her first. She always puts me first. I always put her first. She always puts me first. Does it happen every single day, all the time? No, but I bet it's 95% of the time, 98% of the time. My wife comes first. She puts me first. And we always do that, and therefore it always happens. If you're putting yourself first in front of your patients, guess what's going to happen?
They're going to leave. Right.
They're going to divorce your ass because you're like, you know what? You're not worth it. So guess what? That is a perfect analogy. So people are buying for inspiration, desperation, obligation, education, and temptation. What are the stages of? There's six stages in which they buy. There's pre-contemplation, right? So this is basically when someone has no inkling, right? They have no idea that they even have an issue.
Right.
So what would that look like for a chiropractic patient, Dr. Brett?
That would just be kind of like your general person out on the street, like you might meet at a screening or something, but they don't know they have an issue, or they don't even know what a subluxation is, and this is your opportunity to.
Would that be somebody from obligation, maybe? Right.
Right.
That probably wouldn't be the person from education.
Right.
That'd be someone from obligation because right. They're obligated to come in. They have no idea, right? Exactly. That they even come in. So your obligated patient would be a stage one, and that's often the person who just has, again, no inkling what's happening. So let's use an example of that, right? Let's use a person, say, who's overweight. I like to use this example. So that's someone that says, hey, you know, my mom's heavy, my dad's heavy, my uncle's heavy, everybody in my family's heavy, I'm genetically heavy, I'm never going to lose weight, I'm big boned, it doesn't matter, what's the difference, I'm not going to live or lose weight. That person has no radar, no indication, nor do they want to lose the weight ever, 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 so therefore you're never going to change that person's personality. Not saying you're never going to change their perception. It's just that their awareness is zero. And so there, if you say, well, you know what's funny? So how would we change that? So let me ask you this question, because I like the dialogue. How would I change that person who's overweight? How would I make them go into a stage two, which was where stage two is someone that has at least an understanding that there's a problem. They don't know what that problem is, but they understand the problem. How can I convert that stage one from someone who's a stage two that doesn't have an idea what to do with it, but they realize they have a problem? What drives that next level? What produces that next step?
So we could tell them that we don't specifically know that we can help them with their goal, but we know that we're going to find out along our journey that we're going to give them the right things necessary to lead them down that path and keep working with them over time.
Right. So a lot of data or little data?
A little data, right?
A little bit of data, right?
Right.
Social proof's a big one for these people, right? They go online, they see reviews, they talk to other people.
Right.
It starts to make them think, maybe there's something to this stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's a big one. Certainty. If you're not certain, if they're more certain they don't want it, then you're more certain that you... That they need it. Guess who's going to win that battle?
They are.
Whoever is more certain is.
Right.
So the reality is that your certainty has to be big. If you look at any successful chiropractor, what are they? They're certain. If I said to you, "Hey, can chiropractic help me?" They would stick a fork in their eye to make sure that they can help somebody with chiropractic. That's certainty. So you have to project that. You have to believe it in your heart. And you got to be a good clinician to be able to deliver those goods. You can't just be like, "Well, man," you know what I mean? The reality is chiropractic works. I don't care what technique. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care about that stuff. I care about just moving the bone, setting what's going on, and finding their subluxations and fixing it. That's all I care about. So that's stage one. Stage two, like I said, that's contemplation. That's when they kind of acknowledge an issue and they begin to contemplate that, hey, okay, maybe there's something I can do about this, right? So this would be the person overweight would do what? They would say, "I'm overweight, I want to lose weight, what do I do next?" That's when they start getting curious and contemplating the fact that they're interested in changing that weight. Again, a little more data, social proof, big drivers to get out of the stage.
Right.
Next stage, stage three, is preparation, right? So these are people that are planning to take action. And they're like, "You know what, I know there's a problem, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm actually going to start to take a plan of action. I'm going to increase the signs of commitment." They start to show different signs. They shift from a focus on the past to a focus of the future. So they're like, "You know what? That was what I was heavy then. I don't want to be heavy anymore." So what do? I call it moving in, right? We use this example around here a lot. Whoever's moving to a new apartment or new house, and you walk in for the first time when you're looking to either rent it, buy it, whatever, and you walk in and you're like, "Oh my God, my picture can go there, my couch can go there, my TV will go over there." You're moving in, and if you're moving in, you're living there.
Right.
But if you walked in and you're like, "Oh my God, my couch will never fit in here, that wall's too small for my picture," what'd you do? That's it, you moved out. That's it, you couldn't do it. So people either see themselves moving in with you or they don't. It's that simple. Either they get it and they go, "I could see myself living with this person and them helping me," or they didn't. And here's the crazy part, they're gonna judge you in the first 30 seconds. So you better make a good impression.
Right.
Right? So that's real, real important. Okay? This is normally a brief stage. These people move through this stage very fast, whereas phase one and two are often longer stages. Some people often stay in stage two forever. They contemplate it, don't move. This stage, preparatory phase, they're in, you're like, "Let's make a decision." So a person who's overweight does what? What would they look like if they're overweight and they're contemplating now, like, I mean, they're in a preparatory phase, stage three, and they want to take action. What's their next step? They're overweight. So what are they going to do? So they said, "Okay, I have a problem.
Right.
I want to lose weight." They're conscious to the fact that there is, and now they're preparing. What's the preparatory for losing weight? What are they going to start doing?
They're going to start like checking out locations where they could exercise.
Right, exactly. They're going to go to the gyms. They're going to start looking at what? Diets.
Right.
They're going to start looking at different things. They're going to talk to other people that have been there, done that. They're going to review things. They're going to start opening up the book and saying, "What can I do to get to the other side of that?" Right? So that's the stage. That's a stage three person. And I'm going through these relatively quickly. Stage four is action. What does that mean? What are they doing?
They want to take the action.
They're taking action.
Yep.
These are the patients that walk in your door and they do what? They walk in and they're like, "Doc, how you doing, man? Mary told me about you. I can't wait to get under care. I've been excited. We do care plans here, right? Awesome. I'm super excited about your care. I've heard nothing but great things about you. I can't wait to get well." And you're like, where did you come from? Are you an alien? You know what I mean? Because they obviously don't come in that often.
Right.
But when they do, that's stage four people. They are action committed. They're in. Their mind's there. They moved in. They're ready. Someone had enough social proof, or they saw something that was enough social proof that they said, you know what? I'm very good. They're all in. Very, very fast stage, right? This person does what? The heavyweight, that person overweight does what? They go to the gym. They sign right up. They hire a trainer. They get a nutritionist, if you will, and then they start going after it. That's the person that's in stage four.
Yeah.
It's a huge stage four. Now, stage four and stage five. Stage five is a maintenance phase where they just reinforce the first four stages where they're anchoring in what they've learned before, right? They feel a sense of success and accomplishment in this stage. People in this stage, believe it or not, your contract of care actually helps these people. Why? Why do you think our contract of our care plan actually helps these people?
Because it keeps them on that adjustment rhythm to keep coming back and making sure that they're staying up with the rhythm and making sure their spine is healthy,
right,
to keep
down. So they're in a maintenance phase. Is it easy to slip in this phase?
Very easy.
Very easy to slip in this phase. So right, what do we become? The slip and check. You get it? We're the, nope, yeah, you can't, nope. Remember I told you, Mike, it's going to happen. What happens if you quit? It's going to get worse, right? It's going to go back to where it was. This is the reminder. This is where the progressive exam, your re-exams, this is so important that you go back and you remind patients daily and on their progress and re-exams that these are the particular things that, guess what? You have to pre-frame where they were. People forget where they came from. People right, forget they were dying. People forget, especially after a year, 2 years. They're like, man, this is great. I haven't had a problem in a year, 2 years. Yeah, but before that, you had problems for 6 years straight.
Right.
They forget. They just forget. So you have to remind them. So maintenance phase is here, right? So these people are become role models of the gym. These are the overweight people. They go in there, they lose 50, 60 pounds, and they tell everybody about what's going on. They become the role model. Now, your last phase is called your termination phase, which you can say termination, you think, well, that doesn't make any sense. But it does when I put it in context. Termination is that you've terminated all of the thinking you had before. Right, so someone who comes in and says, I choose not to vaccinate any longer, or I'm not going to vaccinate my next kid, what did they just do?
They terminated those old ways of thinking.
That's it. They said that they realized that the benefits and cons, the cons outweighed the benefits, the process in which they went after their first child, they got more educated, right? Why do people change? Education, right? They got more educated on what was happening, and they decided that this was no longer a process for their family, and therefore they terminated the whole concept.
Right.
So someone who comes in your office that has terminated medicine, has terminated the outside-in theory, they become lifelong patients. We call them ambassadors. And you need to encourage those ambassadors. Those are the people that show up for your lectures 4, 5, 6, 10 times, and they just want to be part of what you do. These are the people that refer people in. But you have to engage these people. You have to include them, invite them to dinners, take them out, give them birthday presents. These are people that build chiropractic offices for you. They're so important, right?
Yeah.
But can you have a stage one go to a stage six?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah.
Does it happen in a month?
Not at all.
Not at all. So, people, if you want to go from meeting somebody to marrying them, it's not going to happen. Does it happen? Yeah, it happens. Once in a blue moon or once in an eclipse.
Right.
Right? Just because today's eclipse day, right? We just watched the eclipse outside for a little while. So that's the stages of buying. Now, guess what? Dr. Brad, we went over this earlier. What percentage in chiropractic is stage one and stage two people? So what'd you think at first?
Yeah, this one blew my mind a little bit. At first, I thought stage one and stage two were probably only about 20%. But then we realized, after Dr. Joe explained it a little bit, that actually one and two is 80% of the patients we see. Like, most people don't know what chiropractic is when they come in, so they're most likely in category one. Or if they've just had a slight introduction into the idea of chiropractic or having something wrong with their spine, they would be a stage two.
Right. And then stage threes are, I do a lot of functional medicine work, yeah, and those are often especially my stage four people. They come in, they've researched it, they've been to other medical doctors, they've tried the medications, they've done everything, and they're like, nothing's working, guess what? I am ready to go.
Right.
They walk in, they put the money down, they're like, let's hit it. Because they've been there, done that. you get those in chiropractic. They've been to PT, they've been to orthos, they've been to injections, they've done all that stuff. They walk in the door and I said, listen, man, I'm ready to go. What's it going to take? It's going to take 12 months. No problem. Let's do it. Like, you'll get those stage fours in here. But they're not your majorities. We all think they're the majorities, right?
Right.
So remember, now stage one and stage twos, they want brief data, right? They want pros, not cons. They want benefits, right? Stage threes and fours, they want to know what not to do, not so much the they want the cons, not the pros. Don't do this. Be like, you know, they want all the other side of the equation, where the ones and twos want the complete opposite. But what's interesting, I said they want less data. What do we do as chiropractors? Please tell me what we do every time as chiropractors. I don't know why.
God.
What do we do to them?
We love vomiting on people.
We love vomiting on people. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what we do. We throw up on them.
Yeah.
And whose agenda normally is that when we throw up on them? Is it our agenda or their agenda?
No, it's definitely our agenda.
It's our agenda. Because we think, because we love it so much, that we think that if we project our agenda on their agenda and we throw up on them, that they're going to get it. Right. What did we just do?
We scared them away.
We turned them off. Yeah, right. They have no clue what's going on.
Right. So, they get lost.
So stop it. That should be the name of this podcast. Stop it. You know what I mean? Because why are we doing that as chiropractors? Guys, less is more. I'm going to say it again. Less is more here. When you talk to your patients, you don't need to vomit on them. Educate them with certainty. Educate them with clarity. And when you give them the little pieces of the pie and you walk them through the process, they become stage sixers over time. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. When you get PVAs in the hundreds, right, that's your patient visit average. When you start getting patients in the hundreds average, that's because you're doing this properly. When you're getting PVAs in the 15, 10, 20 realm, it's because you're not doing this. What are you doing? You're going to the next date. You're speed dating with your patients. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Oh, great. Okay, good. I don't really don't like you. Next.
Right.
That's what you're doing. And who does that serve? No one.
Right. Doesn't even serve chiropractic.
Doesn't even serve chiropractic. Doesn't even serve your wallet.
Right.
That's exhausting. Because how much money are you spending to get that acquisition for the new patient? You know what my average new patient years ago was? It was over $300 a new patient. I was spending over $300 to get a new patient. And there's nothing wrong with that, is if your conversion is good.
Right.
And then your retention is good. So if you got to spend $300 to be an attraction, then so be it. I'm okay with the $300, but you better be good at retention and you better be good at converting. Because if you're not converting and you're not retaining them, then your $300 was watered down. And if you're spending $300 to make $600, not a good move. Mm-hmm. You're spending $300 to make $60,000 because they spent 10 years with you. I'll do that math all day long, right? So the idea of this is to do that right through there. And I think that's so important to make understand that remember, they're not buying chiropractic, they're buying you, and they're buying your procedures and your certainty. And if you don't understand inside how important that is, it's a huge one. And the last thing I want to touch on, does cost matter? Does cost matter? What's your answer? We didn't go over this. That's right. Why he's stumbling.
So some people like to say cost matters, but as long as you know your value and you can project your value to the patient so that they can see what they get from chiropractic and your services is way more than what anything that they would ever pay is worth, then they'll commit no matter what.
Right. So money is very often not the issue.
Right.
There's times it is. I'm not saying it's not. And so the reality is, if you're good at building value along the way for you and what you do, because remember, they're looking at you, and then they see, okay, this chiropractic piece is just the next thing I'm buying, the next thing I'm getting. And what happens is that's the service that comes along with him in this experience. And I'm willing to buy that, and I can get what I want. And often we don't find out what they want, you know, what's really bothering them. What's their life effect? Okay, I can't play with my kids. You know, I can't lay down and look at the stars of my child at night because it hurts too much. Whatever it is, if we don't get to that and they don't understand that this is the tool to get them to do that, then they're never going to spend the money on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell them the sky's purple, green, orange doesn't make a difference. They're not going to buy it, right? So a real quick story here. There's a bunch of research done on wine, and they had the top wine experts in the world blind tasted, and they gave them real high-end wine. They gave them like $15, $20 bottles of wine, right? So not cheap wine, but decent wine.
$2 Chuck.
Yeah, not $2 Chuck. Just like, but the decent wine. Not, you know, $100 a bottle of wine, $20 bottles of wine. They blind tasted them, and they asked them to rate the wine. Guess what happened? They couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
But then when they went out and they told the people and the taste testers the difference in price, guess what got the higher ratings? The higher priced wines. Right? So it's such a crazy study because it just makes you believe that price is relative to value. And so, like with my functional plans, I charge a ton of money just because people have to be committed because they're doing a lot of work and it's a lot of time and it's hard. Chiropractic, they're coming 3 times a week. They're committed to something. If you charge them cheap, after a while, they're like, you know what? I don't feel like coming 3 times a week because it's just not worth it. But if they got money in the game, what are they thinking? I'm paying $400 or $500 a month for this.
Right.
I better show up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Big difference. So there's a relative value in that. I can do an hour podcast just on value, and I may just do that because it's that important. Value is such an important thing. So guys, I'm gonna wrap this one up, man. I just want to share you. If you listen to this 10 times, and you start putting the lenses of stages and people, and looking at people overall, where they're at and what they're doing, you will start to go, oh, that's a stage one. Oh, that's a stage two. That's a stage three. That's a stage four. Stage five. Stage. You'll see it clearly. And then from there, you'll be able to communicate with them at the right time, the right place, and the right information. You'll give them the data that they need or don't need. You'll give them the benefits they need or don't want. You'll give them the cons that they need or don't want. And you'll go through the stages with them and walk them through as a patient. Listen, I know and you know, we both know that people under care are better than people are under care. People in chiropractic are better than people not in chiropractic. And if it's a matter of moving people through these stages so they get the benefit of what we do and why we do it, listen, man, then do it. Understand it, study it. Understand every little piece in your day one, day two, day three, day four, report of findings. All those things are so, so important. Get better, faster classes. All that stuff is critical to having intention and helping that person to the next stage. So I'm Dr. Joe Clarino, your host. I want to thank you. Looking out for next week's podcast. Dr. Brad signing off here, right, Brad?
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you guys next time. Dr. Matt was doing a Get Better Faster class today, so he was actually performing the class. So if you guys want to peek with us next quarter, give us a shout out. I got 2 right now. I think I can handle 1 more. If you are interested, let me know. If you have questions or concerns, please email us. Again, it's platformforpeaks.com. You can email us right through that. We'll get the emails. Thank you. It's been blowing up, guys. Thanks for sharing. Continue to share this data. We've gotten lots of killer comments from students all over, and even doctors from all over the country. They're really liking what the information is. Dive in, man. Share it. Let people know. We all rise, man. One tide rises all boats, right? So let's all rise up together. These people out there need us, man. So I just want to thank you guys again. Have a killer week, and I'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Platform for Peaks. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino. If you're interested in peaking, please contact us at www.sugarhillspinalwellness.com or 678-467-8251.